I'm taking mine, you won't face me. I'm not benign, you won't break me down. I got a life that's worth saving, or am I bound?
If it all go wrong, hold tight. No wrong times, two ain't right. No, a plane with no fuel can't take flight. Been around the block a few times, so I ain't seeing nothing new. I was told that this was all about time, man. So I'ma keep on running through, doing what I wanna do. See, kicking doors down they entrances. I'll keep proving my point like ends of sentences.
Go, go, Gadget.
Mar. I mean, that guy can do it all.
Right. He's a winner. He's a winner, winner, chicken dinner coming out of Minnesota, winning four straight state titles.
Right. And so what we've seen early on, I mean, he gave us that early on consistency that we needed. He was out of position.
Desperately needed.
He was scoring buckets. He's the reason why we won. I mean, he guarded people's best player. He played on the block. He got rebounds. You know, I would have to say early on, I thought he was the best freshman that we have. So now you kind of look at Greg Kalicz, and if you listen to our interview with him, you'll see just kind of, you know, the energy that he also brings. And if you haven't heard that yet, go find it on iTunes. Just search By George GMU.
Right. But mind you, how often do we see a freshman at this point in the season? You know, we're still, you know, relatively early on in A-10 play, but averaging 10.5 points, you know, nearly 5 rebounds a game. I mean, that's mighty impressive for a young man that we're asking a lot of, too. I mean, I know that we just kind of went over Greg's, you know, statistics and minutes and all that, but from the get-go, Mar was averaging, you know, he was playing 29 minutes, 36 minutes against Louisville, 34 minutes, 41 minutes. I mean,
has scoring games of 11, 16, 22, 17, 14, 13.
Right. I mean, we were asking a lot of a freshman, and this is great, you know. This is why a kid that gets offers from Power 5 schools comes to Mason, because, look, I mean, you're going to get minutes and you're going to be productive and you're going to learn from Paulson, who it sounds as if Go really loves Paulson.
Right. I mean, you know, you'll hear in the interview coming up, but, you know, for all you Paulson heads, I mean, he's pretty much said that Paulson was the reason why he locked into Mason. He said the loyalty that he showed, how honest everything he said has come true to this point. I mean, those are strong things to say about your coach.
Right. Hashtag loyalty. But I think, though, another thing, it's great to hear the friendship between, you know, him and Callie and Green. And it just sounds like there's a good bond there. I really, you know, I'm just envisioning, like, great things with this freshman class, you know, looking ahead to next year and beyond. So I don't know, like, you know, should we just listen to him?
I think we should just throw the interview right at him.
Let's throw it at you. Actually, just go, hit it.
Go,
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 go.
This is Brian of By George. I'm here with Go Narmar. Say what's up to your fans.
What's up, everyone? How are y'all?
What is the nickname that you like most? Is there something that we should be calling you right now? I mean, the fan base doesn't really know. We call you Go-Go Mar. We just call you Mar. Is there something that the team calls you?
They just call me G or just call me Go. Usually, Greg is actually, they call it Greg G, and I'm just Go. Yeah.
So Go.
Yeah, yeah.
So talk to us, Go, a little bit about, you know, your first year here at Mason. Are you enjoying the campus life? And, you know, what really brought you here to George Mason?
The biggest thing that brought me here was probably just the loyalty kind of, and how truthful the coaching staff was throughout the recruiting process ever since I met them. Coach P, as in everything he said, he's just been true to his word, so that's it's really easy to trust a guy like that. And I think the community has been really, they've embraced me well. I've been having a great time. We've been, just with how young we are, we've been struggling a little bit, but we're just sticking to the process, which is good.
And do you like Mason campus itself? Do you find yourself hanging out? You know, actually, Greg said that, you know, most of the time you're in your room playing video games. But yeah, do you actually get out and enjoy campus and travel to other parts of Fairfax?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. we play 2K a little bit in our room, but we make it out a lot. Like, around campus, we're in the JC a lot, but then we'll go around Fairfax just to go eat or to go to the movies. And We like the area. It's a nice little quiet town. I like it a lot, actually. Yeah, it really reminds me of Mankato, where I'm from. Yeah, really similar.
And so talk to me a little bit about, so what, like, you came to Mason, but what are you doing academically? Is school hard? Is it, you know, talk to me about the balance between, you know, athletics and going to school.
The balance is, it's a good balance. Between Michael Lett has kind of, he has us in such a, like such a good schedule kind of, between meeting with him and then going to class, like there's time to do everything that I need to do. So I've adjusted well, I think. I think my high school prepared me kind of for this. So it's not too challenging, but everything's just kind of turned up a little bit just with it being college, and I'm still adjusting a little bit, but I think it's been a good, I've been getting into it, yeah.
And if have you chosen your major? And if so, what is it?
I haven't chosen yet, but I think I'm thinking of mechanical engineering. Yeah, just because I'm into that kind of stuff, yeah.
And mechanical engineering, what would that be? Like, what would an ideal job in mechanical engineering be for you?
I don't really doubt much of it, but there's a bunch of different things. I was gonna do like a workshop or something and kind of see if I'd be more into like working behind a computer or more like helping build a site, not building a site, but like helping with the plans and stuff. So I'm not sure exactly. Yeah.
And so on the court, you've started every game so far. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, kind of going from playing center, which I don't think I ever would have guessed, and just kind of now that Greg is kind of taking over that position, it's kind of, from what I can see, it's kind of moved you over to more of your natural position. So talk to me a little bit about just kind of your first year here at Mason on the court.
It's been an adjustment a little bit. Just with how quick we had to kind of, how quick we had to make things work. I played at the center spot, and I learned a lot of different things just playing a different position, seeing the game from a different point of view. I think it's helped me a lot kind of just to know all that. But with Greg, he's coming along really good and really fast. I'm starting to play like away from the rim a little bit. I think the big thing is just getting back to working out and just getting back to my game, evolving it from that point. But it's been a good adjustment.
And what would you say is your game? Like, what is the best part of your game, and is there something that you need to work on here for the rest of the season?
I think the biggest thing that I can bring is like versatility, just being able to, depending on the matchup, go in and post up or come out, set ball screens and pop or attack off the dribble, knock down open shots. So versatility all around. I think something that I can improve on is just ball handling. I think I gotta get better at just communicating on the court and just becoming more of getting more into a bigger role, just talking, helping guys communicate and stuff. Just because I see a lot of things going on, and I just know a lot of things that are happening out there.
So would you say that in later in your career you could be kind of a floor general? Is that what you're saying? You need to become like a little bit more, you know, communicate a little bit better. But since you see things, can you be someone eventually that kind of directs on defense and kind of gets people to the right spots?
Yeah, definitely. I think I have a pretty good knowledge of the game and where guys should be at, kind of, especially defensively. Just with our in high school, how much defense we did, I think I can see a lot of the things and help guys do a lot. So yeah, definitely.
And Greg called you the funniest person on the team. who would you say is the funniest guy on the team?
You probably would notice, but Nick is pretty funny.
Yeah. Can you give us something, like, why?
Because he's nitty, like, he's smart, but then the things that he said and the tone that he said that is just, it's kind of like, sometimes it's kind of creepy funny, you know, like serial, like, just weird. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And so when you're off the court, where's your favorite spot to hang out on campus? Maybe, like, your favorite place to eat? And if you're not playing video games or going to practice, you know, where could your fans find you guys at?
Just walking around. We usually like to eat at Wings. Like to get wings on a lot. especially when the new Chipotle comes in.
Oh yeah.
Definitely gonna eat there a lot. So catch us. We'll walk through that JC a lot. Yeah, definitely a JC.
And so, what would you say, just going from high school to college, is the biggest difference in, you know, academics and whatever? What would you say is a big transition?
A big transition is you just got to take care of your business a lot everywhere in your life, like every component in your life. Like Now it's more about like everything else, kind of like I gotta make sure that I'm getting the right sleep, eating the right foods. In high school, like I was just kind of better just than like most competitions, so I kind of just show up and just do what I do. But now I have to like make sure I'm sleeping right, stretch before I get on the court, take care of my body. So just little things, yeah, all the little things.
And in high school, you won 4 straight state championships.
Yeah, yeah.
And is there any other D1 players or even NBA players that have come from that high school?
Yeah, there's Allen Anderson. He's I'm not sure who he plays for now in the league, but I know he's in the league. And then we have a lot, and within the last, since my freshman year, we have a lot of guys in college. We have Reed Travis at Stanford. He's been playing good there. Gino Cranel at North Dakota. Jarvis Johnson, he had like the heart condition at Minnesota.
And are you are you talking to any of your old teammates, like, hey, come to Mason?
Back in Minnesota, a little bit. There's been a few kids that have been gotten like interest from Mason and stuff. So they hit me up and we've been talking a little bit, and I've been talking to other guys like in my class, kind of that went out of Minnesota to go play college basketball. So yeah.
And so talk, what are the why By George started was pretty much to try to, you know, build the fan base, get people out to the games. What can you tell the fans about their involvement? How's it helped the team?
By George?
No, just like the fans, just, fans that we want to try to get to come to the game, like the students and season ticket holders to actually purchase season tickets. What do they give the team? Like, do they give you guys, like, energy? Do you feed off the fans?
Oh yeah, definitely. Coming into the arena and just on game days and seeing the student section just slowly, more people come and looking at the fans, and like it definitely just brings more of an atmosphere that we just love to play in. We've been struggling a little bit, but I think we just gotta trust the process and things will change quick. But they definitely help the atmosphere a lot. Yeah, they're very thankful for them.
And so, last question, where do you kind of see yourself going? Like, you know, you talked about your skill sets and what you can do, but, you know, what do you think that you need to work on to be your best player going into next year?
Going into next year, I think a big thing will be getting, like I said earlier, communication, just starting to build more of a leadership role, just as as Otis and Jair leave, and the sophomores are gonna be seniors, you know, like me, Greg, and Javon, kind of, I think all three of us gotta get more, like just communicate more, especially putting the front, like other guys next year into the, cause we played a lot of minutes. So it's definitely communication. I think other thing is just get better defensively. Probably, I think offense will come, but defensively just getting a lot better.
Well, thank you so much, Mar, for doing this interview with us. We're going to post this so you can share it with friends and family and whatnot. But thanks again for coming out here, and just say goodbye to all your fans. Go.
For sure. Thank you. Keep coming, and thank you for everything, all the support and everything. Thanks.
She screamed Mar, Mar, Mar.
Will that catch on?
No, it's very old. No one knows what I'm referencing
like it,
there.
Yeah, I think everyone, when they see our tweets, are like, what the hell is this guy talking about?
Right, but I mean, it's essentially alluding to the fact that a guy is tagging a chick and she's screaming for more. That's what the song's about. So.
Wow.
Right.
Well, Mar's family, as you're listening, hopefully you approve of this kind of dialogue.
But either way, speaking of dialogue, well-spoken kid, love Mar, great interview. I thought, some of the stuff that he brought up, the fact that he loves Fairfax a lot, wanting to become a mechanical engineer, things like that. I mean, these are things you don't normally hear from, you know, anybody. I mean, he already knows what he wants to do as a freshman. I mean, it's just, it's great to hear.
Right. I mean, you can tell the kid is super intelligent. I mean, I asked him kind of in multiple different ways the difference between high school and college. And, you know, he basically just said,
you know, maturity. I got to take care of myself now. I got to feed my body the right things. I got to make sure that I'm getting sleep. I got to stretch before practice.
I was impressed with that answer. He manned up. I mean, and hopefully, he's mature.
And hopefully the others follow. You know, it doesn't always appear that, you know, everybody is that mature. And that makes sense. I mean, these are 17, 18-year-old, 19-year-old kids. They're going to be a little bit wild. And hopefully Gonar Meyer is not just only that calming presence on the court, but off the court as well.
I envision sort of this like future captain in him. I don't know. I think there's something to be said whenever a kid is this mature as a freshman. And so,
I mean, he started every game so far. And not only that, but he said, when I asked him, what do you need to work on? He didn't say my jump shot. He didn't say moving my feet. He said communication. And that's the kind of stuff, you know, I asked him about being a floor general. I mean, that's hard work. That means not only are you seeing your own, you know, what you have to do, but you're also smart enough to vision what everybody else needs to do, the spots they need to be in, who they're guarding. It just kind of keeps people organized, and often organization on the court is something that a coach can't achieve from the sideline as much as they want to scream and yell. You need your floor general.
Right. I was just thoroughly impressed with Mar, and I've been impressed with him, you know, in your interview on the court. And I think let's talk about like where we see sort of Mar moving forward. Obviously, we alluded to the fact that he started as a five. Now he's playing sort of the four. You know, with the addition of Reuter next year, where do we see Mar? Could he ever potentially play a three? Like, what are we doing with Mar, and how do you think we could use him? Because he's a very versatile player.
The very nice thing is that we're gonna have him for two extra years after Grayer and Otis are gone. So we get to enjoy him 2 years with and then 2 years without. And I think once they're gone, you're going to see him play that four position. You're going to see a lineup of him and AJ and Reuter, or him, AJ, and Calix. And that's a pretty big,
it's a formidable lineup. Yeah.
I mean, you know, we've been begging for that size.
Hashtag size.
We don't necessarily have the depth yet, but I think that's coming. I think we're forming a team that can battle in the paint as needed. Look around the A-10 right now. You got bigs kind of owning Tillman and that dude from Davidson.
Aldridge?
Yeah. So, I mean, you can see it, and this could be a strength for us going forward. So, do I see Mar as a three? Yeah, I thought that since we watched him play at the Capitol Classic. He's a three-point shooter.
It's starting. We're starting to get like these corner three guys. We got Grayer in one pocket, and we got Mar in the other, and he's hitting these open looks. I mean, I feel very confident in him shooting those threes. Typically, when you see some guys, you know, chucking it up, I'm kind of like, but when Mar's like throwing it up there, I have full confidence. I mean, he hits the three fairly efficiently. His first game ever, he was 3 of 4 from three. Second game ever, he had to go against Louisville and play a five against a very big ACC squad. I'm just, I can't express how much I'm just impressed with him. So,
I mean, even as recently as the GW game, I mean, he shot 3 from 5 from three. He's kind of like the only bright spot of that GW game. I can't speak for what happened in Duquesne dropping 1 point, but you know, I think that's an outlier game looking at his season.
Well, we had other people step up in that game, and just sometimes you're not going to score those points. Kyer blew up, Grayer blew up. So, I mean, it's obviously not going to always work. And again, with freshmen, I mean, I can't stress this enough. You cannot expect much from freshmen. Specifically, you know, unless you're at Kentucky, you're not going to get 10.5 points and 5 rebounds on average, and we're getting that. So right. I think that just bodes well for the future.
And he's kind of wedged himself into a team, you know, that with a couple of guys who have played a lot of minutes and scored a lot of points between Grayer and Otis and even Kyer now. I mean, he's found a way to score points in that bunch. So got to be happy. Where do I see him going? I think it's pretty clear. He's going to be a captain. He's going to be a stud. He's Paulson's best pull up until this point. And I think you got to be pretty psyched for our future with Go-Go Mar.
Go-Go. How appropriate for the D.C. area, right? So, anyways, I think that's all we can say about him. I mean,
we can't gush on the kid too long.
Right. There's nothing Mar to say.
We still need him to ball for 3.25 more seasons.
Right. And I know that I've kind of talked about this before, but I just cannot stress the amount of playing time that our young kids are getting and how seasoned they're going to be by the time that they're juniors and seniors.
Wait till this kid bulks up a little bit.
Yeah. So, I mean, keep going to Wing Zone, buddy.
Right.
So I think Do you have anything left to say you want to close out on
anything? Our second episode of Freshman 4. Stay tuned. Javon Green, AJ Wilson coming at you next week.
Go.
Bye.
Her body's gold like September. She burns through the night like an ember. And all those things we try forgetting, I remember. But we say we all fine, we all fine. Sunny day dreams and we up now. Vodka lemonade, I serve it up, it goes down. 75 degrees and a dope sound. All you need to live fine, to live fine. A little sunshine, cause she need it. A dose of rainfall in the evening. The waves crash down and we feel them. Say here's to the nights we steal them. And I be running cause I figured out. The more I slow down, the less I get out. If we fall, let's be strong now. Moving along, we don't mind, we don't mind. All the good comes in waves. I buy my time by the ocean. And at night, I'm awake to feel the wake of your motion. And I want something. Touchdown, throw off my own two shoes. Still the same city I've been used to. And all the reckless things that we do. Keep us young, they're good signs, they're good signs. Take a little more if you need it. Voices of the night won't mislead it. The tide pulls me in, but it takes slow. Gives to the nights we let go. And I'm hoping that they figure out. It's all about the scenery along the route. No fears and no problems. These moments are so kind, they're so kind. All the good comes in waves. I buy my time by the ocean. And at night, I'm awake to feel the wake of your motion. And I want something. In waves, I buy my time by the ocean, and at night I'm awake to feel the wake of your motion. And I want something that's feeling alright. Loose cannon, but still it won't fight. No need to leave, spend our whole lives another day.